Jake Spaulding with you. We're talking Perry LeCompton Caw basketball. It's our weekly locker room chat here with Coach Joey Franzetta of the Perry LeCompton Caws. And Coach, last Friday at Nemaha Central, this past Tuesday at St. Mary's, so a couple of road games. You guys fall to Nemaha Central 58-21 and at St. Mary's 54-30. Diving into those contests, I mean, those are two high-quality teams in the Big East League. What are you seeing from your kids with the progression side of things as you're going through this tough schedule right now?
You know, the thing that's been encouraging for me, and I think I've said it almost every week, is we're seeing growth. We're seeing steps. I mean, it's just hard. This is a hard league to come in and you know, see growth whenever you're playing good teams or and good individuals every night. I mean, obviously you look at Nemaha, and I mean, they're about as complete of a team. And I know they had a rough start to the season, but you know, when you're banged up and you have kids that are, you know, you're expecting to do big things and you get some injuries and things like that early on in the year. Obviously that's going to kind of derail those planes, but I mean, they're playing as well as anyone in our league right now. Especially since after Christmas, they've been really good. And then, you know, you slip over to St. Mary's. I mean, they've got probably the most dominant singular player in our league. And obviously there's not a whole lot you can do sometimes to stop a 6'3", just absolute stud who can literally score from all three levels. So, I mean, it is good. I thought we did some good things. You know, it's just one of those things. We got to keep working, got to keep going through, do these little things. The encouraging thing, you know, we're seeing growth. We're doing a lot of stuff, focusing a lot on us during practices, and a lot of it's translating to games. It's just, I mean, with this schedule and how brutal our schedule's been up to this far, it's tough, but you know, our kids have great attitudes, come into work, want to work every day, and they play hard. That's the one thing that I've complimented them on, and it's really nice, and it's kind of rewarding in a sense where, I mean, I've had multiple people come up from not only our community, but other communities, and they comment on how hard our kids play, which that's something that you can hang your hat on and really build off of.
No doubt, and the schedule doesn't get any easier, Coach. You guys host Rossville tomorrow night, and a Rossville team that's kind of reeling right now. They've lost four straight games. What are you seeing on tape from Rossville? I know they got two kids that really stand out, All-State caliber kids, but what opportunities are you guys looking forward to tomorrow night?
Yeah, you said it best. I mean, they have two All-State caliber kids, and you know, you not very often you say in a high school game you have a kid that's capable of, you know, scoring 40 points or whatever. They have two kids that are more than capable of going off and doing that in the game. And honestly, it wouldn't surprise me at some point during their high school career, with one of them being a junior, one of them being a sophomore, you see insane stat line where one gets 40 and one gets 39 or 38. They're good players. They're really good. So, you know, I think everything with them kind of starts with, you know, how are you going to try to neutralize them? Okay. They're too good of players to sit there and say, well, we're going to just take one out. They're too good. Both of them are too good of kids to sit there and say, you're going to take them out and they're not going to score. You know, so what are you going to do to neutralize them? What are you going to do to make their life hard? And I think we have a good plan in place moving forward with that. You know, from our point of view though, I just kind of want to keep seeing progression. I can always keep making those steps forward. Kind of know what they're going to do to us a little bit defensively, a little bit. And I think it matches up well to kind of the group that we've kind of settled in on and playing a little bit. So, they kind of match us a little bit well. We got to be able to handle some pressure. They get up in you and force you to do some things. So if we can handle pressure and you know, play confident around the rim, I think we're going to do some really good things. But, it should be a good game. I mean, obviously you're always going to have a good crowd out Friday nights and everything like that. So we're looking forward to it. And it's going to be honestly nice to go play at home again. It feels like it's been a while since we played at home.
It has been a while since you guys have had a home game. I mean, we're looking at pre-Christmas break since the last time you guys were able to play in front of your home crowd. Final thing, if you guys got midseason tournament coming up at the JCN tournament in about a week and a half from now, just tell me about what this next three-game stretch is leading into that tournament, what you're looking for from your team as improvement.
You know, I think it goes back to you. You just want to see continual growth. I mean, it's kind of funny because our boys coach and I were texting back and forth, and I mean, it's just like you're just trading war stories with each other. I mean, us as girls personally are in a span right now this week with St. Mary's, obviously, with the Heim. She's going to be a Division II player. Had Division I offers and probably had more. I mean, she committed pretty early. And then you flip over and you come on Friday and we have two kids that are going to be high level college players. I mean, man, that's, and obviously Rossville is a 2A school, but you know, for a primarily 3A league, man, that's brutal. Like that's hard. And then And then all the games leading up to that, I mean, I looked at the standings. Our first four league games were against the first, second, third, and fourth team in the standings. I mean, it's been pretty brutal. So I don't want to say it. And I'm not trying to take away from other teams in our league. That's definitely not it. But, you know, I don't want to say it, the schedule lightens up or anything, but man, it's just a tough league. And I don't think people realize it until you get in. Like, it's not just the top tier in our league. It's the depth in our league that's really tough. So we just got to focus on us, do the little things that we can do to get better, the little things that we've been working on. And the girls just got to keep the same mindset they've had all year. They've been great. And I told them after we played St. Mary's, like, my heart goes out to them. They compete hard. They play hard. They are tough. Man, we are not – I mean, you can look at our record, and I would venture to say I think every team that we've played – I mean, we are significantly better than what our 1-6, 1-7, whatever record we are. We're so much better than what that record indicates. But now we just got to go. Whenever we have these opportunities in front of us, like starts with Friday, we got to go take advantage of them.
All right. That's head coach Joey Franzetta of the Perry LeConte girls. Coach, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us again. Good health and good luck to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Coach Joey Franzetta. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.